This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It can't be easy to be a weather person in Chicago these days, because everyone is going to blame you for something that you have no real control over. Alicia Roman is a fine person and a good friend of this show. It is not her fault that there is no baseball in Chicago. I'm hoping that she can tell me when there might be some baseball in Chicago, though. You can follow her on Twitter at Alicia Roman. And you can watch her on NBC5. She's on tonight, as a matter of fact. So you can check her out. I'm sorry, Alicia Roman NBC on Twitter if you want to follow her. But watch her tonight. She's in tonight. So she'll be talking more about this on the television. So check her out there. Hey, Alicia, how are you?
Wonderful. Hey, how are you?
I'm missing baseball.
A lot of people are. And not only here in Chicago.
Yeah, it's all over the place it's been bad.
What did I think I heard, is it up in the 20s or 30s?
Yeah, I think it's 28 games so far that have been rained out or snowed out. The White Sox didn't play all weekend because there's a foot of snow in Minneapolis. And they, for some reason, built a new stadium in Minneapolis with no roof.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it makes no sense.
I know.
They spent all those years playing in a dome.
Yes.
And now they want to move outside.
And then they couldn't even play.
Right. They can't even play. How are you dealing with all of this? Because I know that people are blaming you like it's your fault.
I think Dick Johnson said, let's go to the weather, Les Miserables. And he turned to me and I'm just like, dude, I am just the messenger.
Throwing shade at you. That is not great.
Oh, man.
Is there any, what are we looking at for a 10-day forecast? Because I thought I saw a tweet from you that said that there might be a 60 in there somewhere.
Yes. So I'm actually really excited. It's so crazy that I'm really excited about a 10-day forecast that's below the average temperature-wise, but it's in the upper 50s. So that's okay with me, and I think with everybody else too, because this whole weekend has been in the 30s, and that's 25 degrees below the average. 25 degrees.
Wow.
It's winter. It is the dead of January outside right now.
So how bad is it from a what are we supposed to be seeing? What are we supposed to be seeing, like 55, 56 or so?
59.
Oh, my goodness.
It's supposed to be 59. So that's why I'm staying optimistic of the 60s next week, because we're supposed to be at 59 today. So what's going on is next week we will have a nice stretch of dry weather. It looks like it's going to stay that way starting in the afternoon Thursday and through Sunday and into Monday. But we have to get, a little warmer, so it's gradually going to increase. So over the weekend, temperatures will be in the mid-50s. By Monday, I'm shooting for 60, and I'm hoping Tuesday will be in the 60s as well. With dry conditions, too.
Well, I think that's the thing, Alicia, that got, our winter was pretty dry. It was a fairly mild winter, and it's almost like winter's revenge has popped up here in April.
And so a lot of people who have commented on, my Instagram or my Twitter, they've been saying, the same exact thing. The winter was not horrible, but why are we getting slammed with winter now? And it looks like we're probably just going to go from winter to summer, which, I mean, I feel like it's happened before. We've gone from summer to winter.
No, for sure.
Here in Chicago, too.
I remember, was it a few years ago or St. Patrick's Day? It was 80 degrees.
Yes, it was 2012. It was, I think, about 7-day stretch of temperatures in the 80s. But listen, in February, we had a couple days in the 60s, and then it just went downhill. And actually, last week was one of our first, 70-degree days of the season, but it was the first time we broke into the 60s since February, which is so bizarre.
I got to tell you, Alicia, that day hurt my soul. I was over in Bridgeport having lunch, loving life. It was 73 degrees, and this feels good. And then by the time I went home, got ready for the show, and then came downtown.
I know.
It was 45 degrees.
I was
like, what just happened?
The lake breeze. you know, this is a problem that we have living, you know, along Lake Michigan. There's been Mother's Days in, you know, years past where my mother-in-law would come up, you know, from Tinley Park. That's where my in-laws live. And we would sit outside Piccolo Sonio, you know, at noon. And it was so nice and warm. And then the lake breeze came and it just turned like 20 degrees colder. That's exactly what happened. And I was like, I kept telling people, don't get used to it. Don't get used to it. That was last Thursday.
How are you dealing with all of this? Because look, for me, look, it's clearly depressing. Like it is. Like yeah. I'm waiting for baseball to pop up. For you, like you have to be the bearer of bad news. So how are you dealing with it?
You know, I like to stay optimistic. So I'm like, so today I was talking about the forecast for tomorrow. Hey, you know, it's still going to be cold, but hey, we got some sunshine tomorrow. So, you know, you have to find the silver lining in everything. So that's why, you know, we'll see sunshine. Will it still be cold? Yes, but not as cold as the weekend. So I try to stay optimistic. And then I just try to let everybody know it's going to get warmer. We're going to get there.
I felt like today it got better as the day was going on, which is why I was a little surprised that the Cubs canceled the game tonight. Are the winds high? Is that a reason?
Yeah, we have northwesterly winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. So then obviously that makes the winds are blowing, and then the winds have, you know, a factor on our temperature. So with, you know, the winds gusting that high, the temperature, the actual air temperature is in the 30s. So wind chill numbers are in the 20s right now.
Okay, so then, yeah, that would be unpleasant for anyone.
So it feels like January, and nobody wants to sit in baseball weather in with 20-degree temperatures, right?
No one. Did you watch the Cubs game on Saturday? Could you believe that they were even playing?
Oh, I know, right? Which is crazy, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Some people, you know, you can play in it. I just wish all the games were just south right now, so everybody can get a little warmth.
Yes.
And then come back.
We truly need it. Alicia Roman joining me for a few minutes here. Watch her tonight on NBC5. Follow her on Twitter at Alicia Roman NBC. From a long-term forecasting standpoint, what are we looking at for April, May?
Oh, man. Okay, so it looks like we could see a warm-up. Hopefully, we'll see a warm-up. So long-term, you're talking April, May. Well, okay, so you have to consider this. In May, if our average temperature right now is near 60 degrees, in May it's going to be, you know, getting closer to 70. So it looks like we could see, you know, average or maybe even above average temperatures out there. So I'm looking at the three-month outlook right now. So the three-month outlook is showing that there's a 40% chance that we could see above average temperatures.
Okay. Wait, is that good or bad?
That's good.
Okay.
I mean, we want warmer weather. So for May, you know, your average temperature is somewhere in the low 60s starting in the beginning of the month, or not the low 60s, I lied, in the mid-60s to the mid-70s. So we're gradually going to get there.
Do you think that this means that we'll have a longer stretch of warm weather that creeps into maybe October and November? Or
so if you remember last year, and I always remember because I know the date, like Chicago Gourmet is at the end of September, and that's one of my favorite events.
Uh-huh.
So we were outside for Chicago Gourmet at the end of September, and it was in the mid-90s. And I also remember because the Steelers came to town, because I'm from Pittsburgh.
Your football team.
And I'm from Pittsburgh. The Steelers came to town, and I looked at my husband, and I'm like, listen, we could go to Soldier Field and sit outside in 95. Listen to us. We're talking about, we don't want to be outside in 20-degree weather, but I didn't want to be outside in 95-degree weather for the Steelers and or Bears game. So I just remember that was at the end of September. And so, we can get those fluctuations, too, into fall. And so October, I mean, we could still see 80s in October. So let's just stay optimistic.
Did they put you in the storm tracker over the last few days?
No, because I had to work. Oh, wait, no, I was off. So I worked. Oh, my God. I can't even remember. I worked Saturday and Sunday. Yes, I worked the week. Listen, Lawrence, I'm in the middle of a 7-day stretch. I don't even know what's happening right now.
Well, I'm glad that you had time for us to come on and talk about this. We are not blaming you. We love you. So,
oh, thank you.
So
I love you guys, too.
We know that it's not your fault. Tell Vito, my man, tell him I said what's up.
You can tell him because you know what? He's probably going to be listening. He's either listening or going to listen a little later on.
Vito, my favorite. That's my man right there.
He loves you.
And hug your husband because we love him here over at the Score, too. Thanks for doing this. We'll be in touch soon.
All right. Thank you, Lawrence. Bye, guys. Have a good night.
That's Alicia Roman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.